Today being the 23rd day of Ramadan, 1446 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 23rd day of March, 2025 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The annual tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria Chapter at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus, between 5 and 6 p.m. each day of Ramadan, continues from the 12th ayah of Surat al-Hujurat. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Alukene, will conduct the tafsir, while Ustaz Abdulmumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us. We are streaming live on the Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan Ebi Zare.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is still educating the Muslims to take to the Prophet of the, to take to the habit of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's telling us here, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you that believe, ijtanibu kathiran min az-zann. Distant yourself away from a lot of assumptions or suspicions or conjectures. Inna ba'da zann ismun. Some assumptions will lead to sins. Inna ba'da zann ismun. Wala tajassasu. Also, don't go investigating one another. Wala yaktab ba'dukum ba'dan. Don't go and start backbiting one another. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا Does any one of you wish to eat the meat of his fellow brother when it is dead? You don't love that. Just like you don't love that, واتقوا الله fear Allah. Inna Allah tawwabun rahim. Allah accepts the repentance of people and is merciful at all times. Here, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is telling us now, we Muslims, to be careful with assumptions, conjectures, and suspicions. What normally happens is Allah is saying, ijtanibu kathiran min azan. He didn't say ijtanibu azan. He didn't just say we distance ourselves from just assumptions. He said a lot of it. What is the meaning of assumptions here? Zanni is for you to think of something to be like this. It's not something that you are proving now. You are thinking of it to be like this. For example, you just sit down and assume that this man has a lot of money. He is working in the government. Then he said, okay, my assumption far is that he's stealing. Or my suspicion is that this person is stealing. How did you know that he's stealing? Some of these conjectures are actually sins. He's not asking you not to make assumptions at all. For example, the Prophet said, if you see somebody frequenting the mosque, witness for him that he's a pious person, he's a good person. You see somebody always, he's holding his tisbah, he's reading the Quran, he's always in the mosque, he is quiet. If somebody comes to tell you, say, no, he's a good person, he's a nice person. All this is based on assumption. So it's not all assumptions that we ask to throw away. The same way, somebody can come and said, I want you to help me tell that person, such a person, to marry for me, his daughter. Then you look at the man. You see, he's good. He's not seen in doing kabair or committing zina or telling lies or doing all these things. Then you say, Kai, he's a nice person. I think you should give him your daughter. All this is based on an assumption. There are a lot of things we do is based on assumption, but we are being warned here in Nabat Azan Ismun. There are some assumptions that we do that can lead to sin. Somebody can come to you. He is asking your opinion. Do I marry that lady? Then you put your head down. That lady, most of the time, I see her in bad places. I see her going to bad places. Then you can conclude that maybe she is not bad, but you cannot vouch for her. So all these things are there. In about as an ismun, most of the assumptions, some of it sometimes are wrong. When somebody say this person is a wali of Allah, is a saintly servant of Allah, is based on assumption. Only Allah knows who is his wali. So the Prophet is therefore saying, he said, Haslatani, Laysa fawqahuma shay'un min al-khayr. There are two qualities that there is nothing above it in goodness. Husnu zanni billahi wa husnu zanni bi ibadihi. That what are these good qualities that are above all other qualities? For you to have good thought of Allah and for you to have good thought of his servants. Which means even Allah, we have thoughts about Allah. And these thoughts, some people's thoughts can be good, some people's thoughts can be bad. Thoughts that will lead you to assumption. There are people, no matter what happens to them, this happened to them, you go and tell them, so it's not easy for me, but I know Allah meant what is good for me. There are people that even something good happened to them, they are not looking at the good, they are looking at what is bigger than this good in somebody's else's hand. They're not thinking good of Allah. Always think good of Allah and think good of his servants. Whenever anything happens to you, say, may Allah make it to be good. May Allah make it to be good. Don't be looking at it from the negative aspect. Always, this is thinking good of Allah. Whenever you see any person you know has a good character, somebody suddenly come and tell you, he has done this. Say, Kai, maybe he has a reason. Don't just go straight away and start disparaging him. Then he said, "Inna ba'da zan ismun wala tajassasu." Tajassus or tajassus is for you to be investigating somebody's character, his habit. Islam is very stern. You don't go to anybody's house without saying assalamu alaikum. And he has to answer you before you open the door. All this is to protect the honor of a Muslim. For example, somebody once come to Imam that he saw a man having an affair with another lady. He said, you saw him? He said, where? He said, in a room. He said, how did you go to the room when they are inside there? He said he went, he opened the room. You didn't knock. You didn't see him until you committed the sin. You see, always be very careful. When you are entering a house, knock. Assalamu alaikum. If they say go back, like Allah said, in kilarju farju, who has kilakum. If they say go back, that's better for you. Don't keep on knocking, I must enter. Wallah Tajasa, so don't start prying into people's secrets. Sheikh Ahmad Tijani said, whoever pries into people's secrets and investigate his fellow brother, Allah will make sure that he exposes him, and after him, he exposes his children. Because investigating people is like you are trying to get to what you will use in disgracing a person. But there are some investigation that is important. Again, it's very few people that have that audacity to do it. For example, we have the Secret Service. They hear that the person is causing problem. This problem that you see these boys always coming out, going to do something bad, they are being funded by somebody. Like today we hear they break pipe of the petroleum pipe, or they go and stand on the road and break the road. Who is doing this? Nobody knows. Then somebody comes to say they are suspecting somebody. This suspicion itself is what Allah is asking us to be careful of. But for the person, a government, he has to now take his time and find a person to see, can that person be investigated to see, is it true that he's the one doing it? But for you as an individual to say, Kai, I want to investigate this person. He's stealing government money. Let me, all this thing is not your duty. But the government can decide to investigate a person if they believe he is a problem to the state. وَلَا يَكْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Don't backbite one another. Backbiting one another is for you. You know something bad about somebody, then you start saying it behind him. His honor alive is like his honor when he's dead. Even if the person is dead. This is Ikrima, the son of Abu Jahl. After Satu Makata, he ran away. But when he was advised that if he Islamized, nothing will happen to you. And he came and he was coming to Islamize. The Prophet saw him coming afar. The Prophet called the Sahaba and said, look at Ikrima, far away coming. He's coming to Islamize. As from today, nobody should abuse his father. This Abu Jahl that gave the Prophet so much problem. He said, abusing a person does not, a dead person has not, will not affect that dead person, but it will affect the person living. The Prophet banned people from abusing Abu Jahl. One day, a person committed zina and he was stoned to death. After he was stoned to death, some people that were coming, two of them, the Prophet had them talking. Look at this man. Allah concealed him. And he went and he did something like this and he was caught. Look at now. They just turned him like a dog. This person had committed zina. He has been stoned. And the Prophet, as he was going, saw a dead donkey on the way. And he waited. When those people came, he said, this dead donkey, why don't you take it and prepare it and take it home? He said, it's dead, and it's smelly. He said, but just now you are eating what is more smelly than that. This is somebody who committed sin, but I was killed. And here the Prophet is saying, you're abusing him. It's like you are eating what is dead. وَلَا يَكْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُّهِبْ بَعْضُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَهَمْ أَهِيهِ مَيْتًا. If one of your brother dies, and his body is there, the dead body is there, will you like to take the flesh and eat it? We say, when you are backbiting, that's what you are doing. All of us, you learn it. It's not immediately you see a person, they say he has done bad. In this particular climb, somebody told the Prophet, what of those that are doing bad things in the street and people are copying them? Say, this anybody that has taken the veil of shyness over his body, attack him. Say it so that people should know he's doing bad. So it's not every situation they are saying. But a lot of the times, all of us want to capitalize on somebody who has done something wrong and be talking about him and be abusing him behind him. Prophet said, all this is bad. Wattakullah, therefore, fear Allah. What Allah asks you to abandon, abandon it. He asks you, He asks you, Wala tajassasu, Wala aktab barukum badan. Allah asks us to abandon all this. Let us abandon it. Inna Allah tawwabur rahim. If you repent now and say you will never go back to it, Allah will accept your repentance. And he will give you his special mercy that he gives to people that he accepts when they repent. So all of us, let us try to avoid this. Somebody just did something. He has been punished. Why are you abusing him? Why are you talking about him?
يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير.
يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. Allah now turned his attention to the whole of the creation. Ya ayuha an-nas, O mankind, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa unsa. I, Allah said, he created us. I created all of you from male and female. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا and made you into nations and tribes. إِنَّا أَقْرَبَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The one that is more honorable in the sight of Allah is the one that is more conscious of Allah and fears Allah. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. I made you into nations and tribes so that you know each other. You can know who is closer to you. How do you pay attention to each other? Not for any other thing. The one that is more honorable among you is the one that is more pious. The one that is conscious of Allah and fears Allah. Inna Allah alimul khabir. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is one that has knowledge of what is the true nature of every person. He is one that is well informed. Here, this particular verse is a verse that a lot of people should know. There is a belief by the Western world, because they are white, they are better than people that are black. And there is also an inferiority complex by most people that are black to believe that people that are white are better than them. They just have that inferiority complex. Why? And it's even worse when you see a Muslim feeling inferior to a white. Immediately he and a white man meet, they take picture, post it everywhere. But he and his brother met, he didn't post the picture. Allah is saying here that the whole of mankind, he created them. Nobody has ever come to this world that said,
He created one person in this world. But Allah is telling us that He created the whole of mankind. And He created them from a male and a female. The Prophet ﷺ said, Kullukum min Adam, wa Adam min Turab. All of you is from Adam, and Adam is from the dust. So your Lord is one. Inna rabbakum wahidun. Wa inna abakum wahidun. La fard lil arabi ala al ajami wa la lil aswad ala al ahmar illa bi taqwa. He said, all of you are one. An Arab does not have virtue over a black person. A black person has no virtue over a red person, except by fighting. During the Fathu Makkata, when they came, the Arabs, most of them that day in Mecca, entered Islam. After entering Islam, they are just entering Islam now. So their heart is not completely cleaned of what they were doing yesterday. Then all the idols, 360 of them, were all destroyed. But the biggest one of them, called Hubbal, the Prophet ﷺ said it should be removed. That particular idol should be removed. In Babu Salam, the door where everybody enters Kaaba, with most people come, they enter to Babu Salam. So they should dig the ground and put it there. Everybody should be stepping it as they are passing. Some of them, they used to dignify this Hubbal to the extent in the Battle of Uhud. It was the one that Abu Sufyan was telling the Arabs, Ali Hubbal. Then Allah, the Prophet said, they should answer, Allahu Akbar wa Ajal. Allah is greater and more magnificent. After all the 360 idols were destroyed, Hubbal was buried there, then Prophet now said, they should call Azan. Who is going to call the Azan? Of course, Bilal. Bilal climbed on top of Kaaba and started calling the Azan. Most of the Arabs were not happy. What? Because the call of Azan is an instruction and a command. Hayya ala salat. Come to Salah. It's a command. He said, there is nobody to command them to come to Salah except this black eagle. So they felt these people, because the ignorance has not left them. That's why Allah has told us behind, La yashar qawmun min qawmin asa yakunu khayran minhum. How do you know it's not better than you before God? Taqwa is measured by fear of Allah and by obedience to the commandments of Allah. The one that obeys Allah is better than you before Allah. Now, today is apparent. If you go and you want to work in some companies, they will ask you to come and take exam. They are companies today. You can be, whether you like it, be son of a minister, it's not their business. Particularly these companies that are high-tech companies, or most of these oil companies, you are going to take exam. If you take exam, you are from one of the hamlets in Taraba State. It doesn't bother them. If you come first, you come first. Let this person be the son of the president. It doesn't bother them. He failed, he fails. This is what Allah is telling us here. So this, it happened. In Khorasan, there was a sheriff. This sheriff, people know he's a sheriff. He's a grandchild of Sayyidah Fatima. But he takes alcohol. He goes about looking for women. And people don't respect him because of that. When he passes, nobody bothers about him. And close to his house is this black man who was a slave, and he was freed by his master. He's black, his lips are black, very big lips, not handsome to look at. But because of his piety, people started coming to him for prayers, and Allah was answering their prayers, and he had big followership. one day he was going, and then this sheriff, drunk, was coming, saw the big crowd, and got annoyed, and was pushing his way to get to see the sheikh. And some people were beating him. Get out of this, what are you doing here? This drunken man. They were telling him like that. Finally, he got his, the sheikh saw him. Said, leave him, nobody should beat him again. Then he came to him. He said, who are you? Why, look at me here. Don't they know that I'm the son, and I'm the grandson of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from Sayyidina Fatima? They don't give me honor. You look at you, this black man, your father is a kafir, your grandfather is a kafir, your mother is a kafir, and they are all respecting you. The man allowed him to finish. And look at him here, them here, they saw me, they know I'm a sheriff, and they are beating me. After he finished, the sheikh from Khorasan, he said, all he said is true. You are the son of the most noble person that ever lived on earth. I am the son of a kafir that is worthless. When I saw that I am given birth to by a father that is worthless, I decided to follow somebody who is the most useful on earth. I followed your grandfather, and Allah changed my heart to be the heart of the kind of the heart that your grandfather wants. So when people see me, they think that I'm the son of your grandfather because of that. You, my own grandfather, is a kafir because the heart was black. You decide to follow their heart, so people see you as the son of my grandfather. So they treat you, the treatment they will give to my grandfather, and they treat me, the treatment they will give to your grandfather. That they have beaten you, that one you have to have patience. Because it's not just for them to beat you, you are supposed to be caned publicly because you are drunk now. So this is it. So Sheikh Dair Bochi used to say, if anybody is, you think somebody is bigger than you, be more pious than him, love the Prophet more than him, then you'll be ahead of him. It's not a question of saying, I'm the son of this, I'm the son of, and so what? I'm from this tribe, I'm from that tribe, and so what? With Allah, all this tribe, he made it so that you can know how to relate with people. Somebody comes now. Where is he from? They say, it's Hausa from Ghana. Then we say, we know some Hausas from Ghana that are in a PZ. We take them to him. They will relate more easily. That's all. Not that because this person is a Hausa man, I'm a Hausa man, therefore, whatever anybody is looking for, he deserves it more than other people. This is where today we have fallen to. A lot of us today, I'm an Ibrahiman. This person is an Ibrahiman. He is wrong. I will not say it. What he has done, I will push it by the side. No. This person is a Hausa man. I'm a Hausa man. What he has done, I will not say it. Whoever is best, use him for the best. Just like when you go to the market, you want to buy something in the market. Do you say, where is my tribe selling? Where is he? You are looking for who will give you the lowest price and the best product. Why don't we apply it in religion? This is what Allah is saying. So all of us, let us learn from here. The Prophet Lama has said, there is no virtue for one person over the other except by piety. Be more pious and Allah will put you above others. Know that Allah knows best what is going on and Allah is more informed. Inna Allah alimun khabir.
قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم وَإِن تُطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلِتْكُم مِّنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ
قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم وإن تطيعوا الله ورسوله لا يلتكم من أعمالكم شيئا إن الله غفور رحيم. Allah is telling us now, the Arabs, قالت الأعراب آمنا. Not all the Arabs, some of the Arabs, they come, they said, we have faith, we are faithful people of Allah. O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have faith, we are faithful people of Allah. We'll follow you. Anything you ask us to do, we'll do it. قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. No, you don't yet have faith, but say, I have submitted. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلُ الْإِيمَانَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Complete faith has not yet entered inside your heart. قَالَ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلُ الْإِيمَانَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَإِنْ تُطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. If you want faith to enter your heart correctly and strongly, then obey Allah and obey the Prophet. If you obey Allah and you obey the Prophet, لَا يَلِتْكُمْ مِنَا أَمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا. Nothing of any work you do that you will not get the reward from Allah. Allah Ghafurun Rahim Wattakullah. Allah is most forgiven and He's most merciful. Allah is always telling us Ghafurun Rahim, Tawabun Rahim. Like I told you before, Rahman is a general mercy that Allah has given to everybody. The rain is Rahmah. This wealth that comes down is Rahmah. The wind that is going on is Rahmah. The oxygen you are inhaling is Rahmah. This rahmah is given to everybody. Warahmati wasiat kulla shayin. Whether you sin or you don't sin, Allah will not deny you. But when it comes to Rahim, it's a special mercy that only those that have special positions get it. One of it is that always make istighfar to Allah over your shortcomings. Allah is differentiating between here, kulla al-arab amanna. There is a difference between submission and faith. Submission is the body that submits. Everybody can see you have submitted. Somebody comes and says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. He's a Muslim. He comes to Salah, he's a Muslim. We see him. But Iman is something to do with the heart. That's why in this hadith that the angel Gabriel came to teach Muslims about their religion. He came to ask the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mal Islam, Mal Iman, Mal Ihsan. What is Islam? So Islam is for you to profess that you bear witness that there is none to be worshipped but Allah. You establish Salah, you give the zakah, you perform Hajj, and then you fast. He said, that is correct. What of Iman? Iman is in the heart. It's for you to believe in Allah, in all the prophets, in all the books that have been sent down, in the hereafter, and for you to also believe in predestination and in all the angels. When you believe in all these things, it's faith, it's complete. He said, what is Ihsan? He said, excellence is for you to worship Allah as if you see him. Whereas you don't see him, know that he sees you. So don't just say, I'm a mu'min. Iman is of the heart. When you are mu'min, your heart will tell you, and you still be seeing that it is still, there is still a lot for you to do. That's why the Sufis, they classify that Islam starts with somebody who submits. You have to start with Tawbah. When Allah said just now, Inna Allah Tawabur Rahim, you realize your shortcomings as a Muslim. Say, Kai, Allah, I have shortcomings. I'm coming back to you. I'm repenting. Then after that, they say, you have to continue to be as upright as you have this istikamah. Kul amantu billahi thumma istaqim. After you believe and you have submitted, then be upright. Then the third part of it that from Islam they said is taqwa. That intisal al-amir wa ijtinab an-nawahi. Whatever Allah asks you to do. Wa intiti'ullaha wa rasulahu. La yalitkum min amalikum shay'a. At this stage, you are still after a reward that you can count. Because all that you are doing is physical. So, which means taqwa. Islam, tawbah, istikama, then taqwa. When you reach the level of taqwa, then you now know that what Allah asked me to do, I'm doing it physically. What He asked me to abandon, I'm abandoning it physically. But my shortcomings is then you realize that your shortcoming is much more than what you think of. This is somebody, he comes to Salah 5 times a day prayers. He doesn't miss it. He reads the Quran. He doesn't take alcohol. He doesn't commit zina. He doesn't do all these things. Then one day he just sat down. What? How can I come to Salah? I recite Fatiha. I heard the surah said to me, and I forgot so soon. I didn't even understand what the surah said. I understood what the surah said, but I when I was in front of Allah, I forgot about that I'm in front of Allah. How can I be? So that when Allah calls me, I know I'm in front of Him. I know I'm in front of the Prophet. Then at this stage now, Allah will tell him, Ya ayyuha allatheena amantakullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Ya ayyuha allatheena amantakullaha, do you fear Allah? You are doing what Allah asks you to do, yet you're not getting results. Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Go and be with those people that are people that have testified and are truthful in their testification. When they say ashhadu, I witness, they are witnessing. They didn't just say it with the mouth. Which means you have to look for the maqam of sidq, where what you say is truth, what you see is truth, what you hear is truth. Your mind should declare the truth. When you are worshiping, you worship with your hearing, your sight, and your mind. The three of them come together and they worship. When you are at the maqam of sidq, then you now come to Salah. You want to listen to what the Imam is saying and follow it letter by letter, sentence by sentence with your mind, and to be truthful to what you allow your mind to be truthful to what you are hearing. Because a Muslim that has tawbah, that has istikama, that has taqwa, you find out that most of the time he is not doing kabair, but his mind is not truthful to what his ears are hearing. His body is not truthful to his heart. He is in front of Allah, his mind is somewhere else. So there is no coordination. When Allah now asks you, Siratal ladhina anamta alayhim, who are these? Minan nabiyina, was-siddiqina, was-shuhada, was-salihin. Then you are now with people of truth, that their heart testifies to what their ears are hearing. Then when you come to Salah, your mind now goes that from the time Imam says Allahu Akbar and I say Allahu Akbar, I will listen carefully to the Fatiha. I will follow it diligently. I will try to follow it with my mind. Then when he's saying the surah, I try to follow the surah. When I come to ruku, I said Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdihi. In my ruku, I will be thinking of what the Imam just said and rest myself. If you get to this stage, then you want to do it with all sincerity. I'm doing it because of Allah. So from Maqam Siddiq, you go to Ikhlas. You are doing it sincerely. You are sincere to what you are hearing. You are sincere that you will follow it as Allah is saying it now. I'm going to follow it. That is why when you come to ruku now, because of your sincerity, you get tama'anina. Farqa hatta tatma'inna raki'a. The Prophet said, when you come to Salah, after standing up, when you come to ruku, be in ruku until your heart is tranquilled. Tranquil on what? On the message you just heard. Abandon yourself to Allah. I've heard message of Allah. Then your mind is tranquil. These are the people that Allah said, Ya ayatuha nafsul mutmainna, irji ila rabbiki, radiyatan mardiya, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. This is my servant that you are following, go and enter them. From here, you don't have power over yourself. A person who is sincerely following Allah, sincerely following the verses of the Quran, sincerely in Salah, if he gets to the stage of Tumanina, from that stage, he doesn't have control over himself. Because the next position is Muraqabah. Muraqabah, inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Anyway, you are watching, you are seeing that Allah is seeing you. The Prophet is seeing you. You don't feel safe. Whatever you are doing, you are not even looking at the person. A person comes, he's abusing you. What you are saying is the servant of Allah abusing you. As I'm going to reply him, what will his owner say? If you are standing now, and suddenly the son of the president is passing and he abuses you, and the soldiers are there, will you reply? Will you reply? This is how you are. You are at that stage now. That's why from the stage of Muraqabah down to Mushahada, down to Ma'rifah, you are not in charge of yourself. Because you are constantly looking at Allah. If you cannot see him, anta abudallaha ka'annaka tarahu. Wa in lam takun tarahu fa'innahu yaraka. Even if you are not seeing him, you know that he's seeing you and it bothers you. Allah said, inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Allah is watching you constantly. You too know that Allah is watching you constantly, man. Wa huwa ma'akum aina ma kuntum. Wherever you are, Allah says he's with you there. If Allah is with you there, what you are doing now, is it permitted by Allah? What were you told when you came to Salah just now? So this is what Allah is telling us here. وَإِنْتِتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَ لَا يَلِدْكُمْ مِنْ أَمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is most forgiving and is most merciful. If you seek forgiveness of Allah, Allah will give you that special mercy that he has reserved for people that he gives it to. If you excel, Allah will give you special mercy. So may Allah make us to be among those that have the special mercy.
إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون.
إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون. Therefore, قال الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمن ولكن قولوا أسلمنا. You are in the state of Islam. Try to be perfect first at your level of a Muslim, as a Muslim. Constantly return to Allah. Constantly go for the mosque. Constantly pray in Jama'ah. Constantly be upright. Constantly obey Allah. You see, Allah is taking it step by step. In this stage, you are looking for reward. When you leave this stage, you want to go to the stage of Sidqi, then وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا كُلَّمْ تُوَلَاكِنْ أُولَٰئِكَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. The people who have faith in reality are these people who believe in Allah completely and in the Prophet completely. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. They have no doubt in anything. They are not in doubt. They have left that position since. Not only they are not in doubt, wajahadu bi amwalihim wa anfusihim fi sabilillah. They are using their money, spending their money in jihad. They are spending themselves in jihad. In the part of Allah, whatever is the part of Allah, they will spend all their money. Whatever is the part of Allah, they will spend themselves in it. Ulaika, disciple, humus sadiqun, they are the ones that will leave the position of taqwa and they will get to the position of silk. They are those that you can say they are truthful in their faith. Their heart is truthfully testifying what their ears are hearing whenever they are in Salah whenever they are doing zikr, whenever they are doing salati on the Prophet, whenever, wherever they are, their heart is synchronized with their ears. There is truthfulness in it. Jihad, he said, innama al-mu'minuna amanu billahi wa rasulihi thumma lam yartabu. They have no doubt at all. Wajahadu bi amwalihim. There are two types of jihad. Jihad that there is an imam that the state called for that you stand up to go and fight. Or jihad that you want to make sure that Islam is lifted. Man jahada litakuna kalimatullahi hiya al-ulya. For the word of Allah to raise. But if you can also fight yourself to go up, wherever you go, everybody will see Islam also. That's why when the Prophet ﷺ went to the battle of Tabuka, hundreds of kilometers away from Medina, he suffered in that journey, very hot, very thirsty, perspiring, whatever, any discomfort, they got it. When they came back, the Prophet ﷺ said, Rajana min jihad al-asgar ila jihad al-akbar. We return from the smaller jihad to the bigger jihad. The Sahabat, they all look at, what is big jihad? It's a jihad nafs, for you to fight yourself. The closest kafir to you, your mind, fight it. Why is it that when you are in Salah, your mind is not going along with your ears? Why is it that your sincerity is not assured? In doing this, you have money. الذين ينفقون في الدراء والسراء والغازم والقازم من الغيظ والعافين عن الناس. You have money. It's very little. If with that little, somebody doesn't have, they take. Why? Because you know Allah is looking at you. Allah knows you have. You don't say it's very little. You still give out of it, waiting for what Allah will do. This is this stage. Here, this person is doing jihad with his money. With himself, he is fighting his mind constantly. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, radiallahu ta'ala, in the sickness that Allah made him to leave this world, he was on the hospital bed. Imam Hassan was the one attending to him. The doctors came after checking him, then they were telling Imam. They talked to him about what they are feeling about his grandfather. Then after they left, Sheikh said, what were they saying? That you are too weak. That time, if he holds his tisbah, he can't hold it, it drops from his hand. He said, but your heart is working well, but your body is very weak. He said, Yal Hassan, up to today, up to this moment, I don't agree with my heart. I made sure that I don't allow it to leave the arena of Allah at any time. So don't ever agree that let your heart loose. Don't ever allow it. He said, the doctors gave him medicine and said, nobody should, he should sleep well so that he can recover. He said, after the medicine was administered to him and he was sleeping, they all left him. Where he was sitting down, suddenly he had Sheikh was reciting the Quran. Doctor came to him, who disturbed him? And he woke him, said, nobody woke him. So he went. When Sheikh was sleeping and he was reciting the Quran, then he realized that it was the time he normally recites the Quran. And it was the place he reached that he was supposed to recite that day that he was reciting in his sleep. He said, and his voice was not shaking. So when he got to where he normally stops, his sleep continued. Then I used to tell people that even Sheikh himself, he begged for that, he prayed for that in his prayers. He said, oh Allah, waltaj alan hibzal kitab, hibzal kitab kar karim karamati ilal kar kazim, shawki wa hubbi fi ilash bihi hata khululi wa, he said, make it that my remembrance of the Quran continues even if I'm in a state of sleep. Sheikh had prayed for that. There is a prayer he prayed like that inside his prayer in Miftah al-Nasr. So this heart, everybody must work on it. Working on your heart is jihad nafs, to make sure that all the time your heart, you know that Allah is looking at it. You are doing what Allah asks you to do. You are abandoning what Allah asks you to abandon. If you are getting annoyed, be very careful. If you are in salah, be very careful. Spend your money to free your heart. Spend yourself to free your heart. That's why I was telling people that day that this body is given to you to serve you. It's like a rocket that has a payload and that has a head. This head is the heart. The payload is your body. You have to spend your body so that it can go up. If you have wealth, you have to spend your money so that you can move close to Allah. First of all, you have to develop your body. By the time you get to the age of 21, your body is fully formed. You start spending it. You marry. You have children. You look for work. You get money. You spend the money. By the time you get to the age of 30, 40, you know what you want to do in your life. You are now serving your parents. قال ربي أعوذ بك أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وعلى من أصلي تدعي واسلي في ذريتي. You are thanking Allah perpetually. You are thanking your parents perpetually. Whatever they need, you give it to them. You serve them. Your children, you are bringing them up so that tomorrow when you leave, your goodness can continue through your children. At that time, you don't need your body again because you have spent your body to what you should spend it. Your mind now is what is your constitutional force. That's why Allah himself, he started taking your power away. You don't need the power of the body now. Is the power of the heart you need. You continue, by the time you get to the 60, you don't even need much of your body again. You speak once in a while, you reduce your speech to the final point that by the time you are leaving the world, your heart is full of piety. The remaining part of your body, you spend it, and the payload goes off, the head goes off, and then that's your heart, it goes to Allah. That's how your body is. Wajahadu bi amwalihim, spend your wealth to get Allah. Wa anfusihim, spend yourself to get Allah. If you die in that cause, they said you die witnessing Allah. You are a shaheed. Wala taqulu liman yuqtal fi sabilillah amwata. Bal ahya'un walakin la tashkurun. Wala tazbanna alladhina qutilu fi sabilillah amwata. Bal ahya'un. Don't even contemplate in your mind that somebody that dies so Allah is dead. How? When his heart left his body in a state of awareness, Allah will take that heart. It has joined the soul. The soul will be taken and put in life of either a bird or something, and to be living until the day of judgment. That's the shuhada, they are living. They are not dead. That's why they are called people that are witnesses. That's why at the level of excellence, it starts with muraqaba, then mushahada, they are witnessing. And finally, ma'arifa, they know Allah. Whatever they are, it's Allah that bothers them. You don't care about any other person. Let's just all of us say, Allah is telling us, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. If you get to this stage, you have gotten to the position of sidq. You are what? These are the people that people refer to as the saintly servants of Allah, as awliya of Allah. May Allah make us to be among them.
تعلمون الله بدينكم والله يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض والله بكل شيء عليم.
قل تعلمون الله بدينكم والله يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض والله بكل شيء عليم. These Arabs that said, call it Arab Amanna, this particular verse is on them. Cool, O Prophet, tell them, Atu alimun Allah bidinikum? Are you going to tell Allah the status of your religion? Allah ya'lam ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Allah knows everything you know of. In firmament on earth. Wallahu bi kulli shay'in alim. With regards to everything, absolutely everything without any exception. But normally when you say kul, there is normally some exception. But when it's with Allah, kulli shay'in, everything you know of, Allah said he's aware of it. After Fathu Makkata, there was no more hijrah now. Hijrah has ended after Fathu Makkata. That's at the 8 year. Some Arabs that are Islamizing were coming to Medina. And when they come to the Prophet, they will shout, "Oh Prophet, we are the ones, we come from such a community. We came, we have Islamized from such a community. We are good. We are Arabs. We Islamize and we are good. We are not one of those that fought you, that fought your prophethood." Allah said, tell them, "Atu alimuna la bidinikum?" Those people that made hijrah, that their people fought you, are you better than them? The first position are the muhajirun, then the ansar. Anybody that comes after, comes after. Are you going to tell Allah your status of your religion? Why didn't you Islamize like that during the time people were making hijrah? Why did it is after Fathu Makkata? Prophet is now strong. Everybody is afraid of him now. Everybody wants to take from his goodness. And you are coming to say that all of your community now Islamized. None of you ever fought the Prophet last summer. So they are the ones that the Prophet is asked to tell them. You don't tell Allah the status of your religion. He knows everything in heaven and on earth. Anything you are, wherever you are, whatever you are, he knows you more than yourself. So may Allah forgive all of us. May Allah make us to be among those that are good Muslims, are good mu'min, and are among the awliya of Allah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala assist us, assist Islam. May Allah raise Islam and raise Muslims. May Allah give power to Islam. May Allah give power to Muslims. All those assisting Islam, may Allah assist them. All those assisting Muslims, may Allah assist them. All those that are telling the truth, may Allah assist them. All those that are bringing falsehood to our religion, may Allah weaken them. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala assist our leaders to go aright. May Allah bring peace to our country. May Allah bring prosperity to our country. May Allah bring prosperity to Muslims. Bijahil Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive our parents. May He forgive our teachers. May He reward our teachers and teachers of our teachers. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us. All those that are sick among us, may Allah give them health. All those that are looking for wealth, may Allah grant them wealth. All those that are looking for good wives, may Allah grant them good wives. All those that are looking for good husbands, may Allah grant them good husbands. Allah knows the best. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and hereafter. May Allah reward the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah make us to leave this world with the kalima of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Arrahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim siratal ladzina an'amta alaihim ghairil maghdubi alaihim waladdallin. Amin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadil lifatihi ma aqulik wal khatim lima sabaqa nasul haqq wal haqq والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.